with the upper body? Are you bigger? Are you
stronger?
Stronger, just leaner. You know, I just, in the 5 weeks that we had off, I just trained for the whole 5 weeks, you know, developing my core and just staying on top of it, you know, just being smart, being a professional, handling my business, you know, to get ready for the season.
Who'd you work with? The guy in your
No, and down in Exos, down in Mayo Clinic, the new Exos down in Mayo Clinic, you know, with Adam and Callan, I worked with down there. Me, Rudy, Jarek, McKinnon, and Max Williams from the Ravens. We all worked down there at the Mayo Clinic, so it was good.
Was that something you bounced off Evan or one of your other coaches here? Hey, this is what I want to do these 5 weeks. Does this make sense?
No. See, during that time, you know, they expect you to be a professional, handle your business. So, you know, you could go your separate ways. You could leave the facility, but they expect you to come back in and shape and ready for the season.
But you obviously wanted to get much bigger.
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, I was getting stingers in my shoulders and stuff last year, so I want to make sure that I was taken care of and, you know, treat all the muscles that needed to be treated to get right.
The goal has to be you guys are a top 10 defense this year, huh?
Yeah, that's our goal, you know, but, you know, in order to get there, we got to work each and every day, and it starts at camp. So, you know, our goal is that, but, you know, our focus on is getting better each and every day at practice.
So. How's Matt Khalil playing? I mean, you certainly have gone one-on-one against him enough down here.
He's doing good. He's doing a lot better. He's kicking a lot better, and he's doing well. You know, we need every guy on our team to, you know, to improve each and every day, and he's improving each and every day. He's blocking good. He's passing. He's pass blocking well. So he's got to keep on doing what he's doing, and he'll develop. He's developed just well.
Thank you. Either the present or the future. But have you ever stopped and look at how far you've come to where you're at right now?
Yeah, you know, I'm very blessed, and at this stage of my life, you know, I got a family, and I wouldn't do anything to risk that, you know. That's my family, you know. I got to take care of them. I'm the man of the house. But, yeah, you know, I came a long ways. It's just not with the coaches. I mean, it's just not with myself. It's with people mentoring me like Jared and the coaches and, you know, my family, my wife, my fiance. Stay on top of me and, you know, really believing in me and allowing me to, you know, get to the stage and not giving up. Because people, they'll give up on you, but I have people that stood in my corner and, like Les Pico and Don, you know, they were there for me, and you know, I appreciate them a lot, and you know, and that's why I work so hard to prove all the people wrong, you know, because that's what I'm here for, to prove people wrong, the ones that have believed in me. So
now that you're kind of in that veteran role, are there guys that you turn around and try to do the same thing?
Yeah, the leader. Anytime anybody needs help or anything in the playbook or anything, you know, I'm here. I'm here to help. I tell them I'm on them each and every day to you know. If you want a job, you got to compete for it. You know, you got to, if you need extra work, you got to do after practice. If you need extra study, you got to go talk to the coaches. You know, it's up to you at this point. It's a business. It's a job. Just like your job, you know, it's a business. And that's what we're here to do. I'm here to do my part. And that's rush the defensive end, hold man my corner, and I got Sharif man in his corner, and Linval and B-Rob, and that's how we become a team. Everybody man in corner, and we become a team.
You move.
I got a few, you know. I'm just trying to become a master at the ones I know best, my speed and all that. And then, you know, and then have a change up here and there where, you know, I can catch them off guard, you know. But that's what I'm trying to progress to being a better, smarter rusher, you know. And that's how you get more sacks, and that's how you got longevity in this league, you know. The more you become master with your craft, the longer you'll be able to play in this league. Look at Jared, perfect example. You know, he didn't do it just off, Jared wasn't the most athletic or the most physical or nothing like that, but he had the best hands, he was smart, he played hard, he had a motor. So, you know, and that's a guy I look role model to, man, you know. I was behind him for I don't know how long, you know, and now it's my time, and, you know, I'm going to take it and run with it, you know. But I wish Jared the best, and I love that man, and, you know, and hope he's doing well in Chicago.
And how easy was this year's offseason since this is your second year under Mike's system?
It was good. You know, we got an excellent coaching staff. We got coaches that care about the players, each individual, not just on the field, but off the field too as well, you know. And, you know, they're here to work with you. They're here just to support you. And, you know, we got a good team, you know. And, you know, I think we could win this year if we keep on working.
So far, you know, he's only 20
old, but oh my God, Daniil, long physical, long arm. Oh my, give me one more inch in my arm, like 6'5", 6'6", like whatever that kid want to do. Like I was telling him, he could do. You know, if you want to be the best, he could be the best. You know, it's up to you. You know, it's up to you. You know, I can always tell him, but it's up to the guy to take it and run with it.
Someone like yourself who came in with the athleticism, like he
sense about what he's capable of doing with that.
I always learn one thing, and I got to go. Hard work beats talent when talent don't work hard.
Thank you, Captain Mike.